The Local Government News Roundup is proudly supported by Davidson. For 30 years, Davidson has been strengthening the local government sector by identifying and providing the people, expertise and experience that local government needs to enhance its capability, productivity and performance. Davidson is nationally recognised for its executive recruitment services and over the past 4 years has built a business advisory practice rapidly evolving into one of the nation's foremost and trusted local government business consultancy firms. The Davidson methodology and approach is simple. Thinking beyond now and aiming to be a valued partner with your local government, not just for the immediate project, but for the next 30 years. Speak to Justin Hanney or Seamus Scanlon to find out more, or head to davidsonwp.com.au. Davidson, your future, your partner. Time for another update of stories of interest from around the world of local government. Coming up, Frankston's mayor takes a leave of absence as a former mayor makes a return. A major landfill to close in northern Melbourne. Concerns raised about threats to the World Heritage status of the Blue Mountains. A resident's call for council compensation over a road detour. Drones deployed to tackle mosquito populations. A new councillor finally appointed at Cairns. And from overseas, councils take on parking enforcement, homelessness and autonomous vehicles. Just some of the local government stories getting our attention today. It's time to round them up. I'm Chris Eddy. Thank you for joining me for the podcast. Wherever you're listening, across Australia or around the world, our last episode released on Wednesday has had listeners in the United States, Poland, Germany, New Zealand, Chile, Canada, and India. Great to have you all on board. The Local Government News Roundup is brought to you by the Victorian Local Governance Association, the national broadcaster on all things local government, with support from Davidson, nationally recognised for executive recruitment and business advisory services to local governments across Australia. Frankston's Mayor Nathan Conroy has taken a leave of absence to contest the upcoming by-election for the federal seat of Dunkley. The by-election is required following the recent death of Labor MP Peter Murphy. In a statement, Acting CEO Kim Jench advised that Mayor Conroy had ceased his council allowance from last Sunday, with his leave effective from 5 p.m. on Tuesday. Ms. Jench said Mr. Conroy would not be using any council resources during the by-election period. Deputy Mayor Councillor Liam Hughes has taken on the mayoral duties. In a big week at the council, a countback after the resignation of Stephen Hughes saw the election of former mayor and councillor of 16 years, Glenn Aitken, who is expected to be sworn in today, Friday the 19th of January. Hume City Council has decided to permanently close the Sunbury landfill, a decision that will not affect local residents since the site was used solely by commercial account holders. The closure follows a period of evaluation and aligns with the state government's goal to divert 80% of waste from landfills. The Sunbury Resource Recovery Centre will continue to operate and there'll be no changes to residential curbside garbage collection services. The landfill had already stopped accepting waste in July last year and the closure process is expected to take up to 3 years, adhering to Environment Protection Authority guidelines. Bass Coast Shire Council has received approval for the expansion of Wonthaggi North East, a project that will provide new homes for over 12,000 people and double the size of Wonthaggi. The Wonthaggi North East Precinct Structure Plan, which was gazetted by the state government, will unlock 444 hectares of residential land for development and is expected to establish over 5,000 homes in the next 30 to 50 years. The project will also expand the business and industry precinct, leading to major investment and job creation in the region. The development will include community facilities, a primary school, local parks, over 90 hectares of open space, trails and a new sports reserve. The project is part of the Victorian Planning Authority's Fast Track program and it's expected to cater to the rising population of the Bass Coast. Southern Grampians Shire Council is seeking public feedback on its draft Plan for Nature, a 10-year plan developed with input from the local community, traditional owners and relevant agency stakeholders. It aims to protect and enhance local biodiversity and natural values across the Shire. The plan includes actions to increase habitat quality at council-managed nature reserves and significant roadside vegetation sites and to improve habitat connectivity. The draft plan is available on the Council's website and submissions are open until February 9. The cost and value to ratepayers of council-provided car parks have been called into question by the author of a new book, Rethinking Parking. The Age has reported on the concerns raised by urban planner David Meppam using Stonington City Council's Paran Square car park development as an example. Mr. Meppam claims the current approach to car parking wastes public money, locks up valuable land, and potentially contributes to the housing crisis. Today's Age carries a story on community opposition to consideration by Whitehorse City Council of an alternative management model for two pools. A majority of Metropolitan Melbourne councils have outsourced the operation of pools to private providers to deliver financial efficiencies. But some are concerned that privatisation leads to poorer working conditions and higher user costs. Whitehorse Mayor Denise Massoud said the council is considering whether an external management model may provide an enhanced level of service and financial benefits, but that outsourcing was not a fait accompli. From Interstate Today, concerns about threats to the iconic landscapes of the Blue Mountains and its World Heritage status are being raised by the Blue Mountains City Council after the release of proposed flight paths for the Western Sydney Airport. The council is raising its concerns with local members and seeking to ensure that UNESCO is aware of what it describes as an unprecedented threat to the integrity of the World Heritage Area. Mark Greenhill, the mayor of Blue Mountains, said the concerns were being raised ahead of making an official submission to the government as part of the draft environmental impact statement process. Georges River Council is seeking an extension to clear its backlog of development applications. The council entered into an MOU with the Department of Planning in September to reduce its DA timeframes and backlog. The department agreed to provide temporary DA assessment support until the end of February. Now the council is requesting a six-month extension to further address the backlog. Mayor Sam Elmire has expressed appreciation for the department's support and said the council's planning assessment team is carrying vacancies despite ongoing recruitment efforts. The council's average DA determination time was 158 days and it approved 368 development applications in the 22-23 financial year. More on that story from the St George and Sutherland Shire Leader. The Daily Telegraph reports today on calls from residents for reimbursement of costs due to a giant sinkhole in a waterfront street. Penrith City Council cordoned off the area in November 2022, forcing drivers to use a 2-kilometre detour. A resident is planning to present letters of demand for compensation at the rate of 68 cents per kilometre to the next council meeting. The council and Sydney Water have reportedly reached an agreement recently on remediation work, which is due to be completed by May. Tweed Shire Council is using drone technology to treat mosquito populations in the area as the insect breeding season peaks after heavy rain. The drones can access hard-to-reach places and spray environmentally friendly larvicides to prevent mosquito larvae from developing into adults. The council is also urging residents to take simple measures to protect themselves from mosquito bites and reduce potential breeding sites around their homes. In Orange County, California, in the US, health officials are also using drones to control the mosquito population, especially in sensitive habitats like wetlands and during bird nesting season. The method is considered more efficient and less invasive than traditional techniques, such as manual application of treatments or using trucks, airplanes, and helicopters. The Northern Rivers Joint Organisation is spearheading a comprehensive advocacy effort to address the detrimental impact of roaming domestic cats on wildlife and to enhance the health and welfare of companion animals in New South Wales. The group has proposed various reforms and initiatives to achieve effective control of roaming pet cats, including legislative amendments and statewide funding. Chair Sharon Cadwallader, who is also the Mayor of Ballina Shire, called on other councils, welfare organisations and concerned citizens to support the initiatives. The NRJO is an alliance of seven local councils in the Northern Rivers region of New South Wales. A second attempt to appoint a new Division 4 councillor for Cairns Regional Council has proceeded, and Jeremy Neal was appointed yesterday at a special council meeting. The vacancy was created when Councillor Terry James was appointed Mayor following the resignation of former Mayor Bob Manning. Mayor Terry James congratulated Neal on his appointment and said that he would attend his first official council meeting on the 24th of January. The vacant position was filled through an appointment process as there was no requirement to hold an election due to general elections coming up in March. The Brisbane Greens have pledged to abolish all 2,000 poker machines operating in buildings owned by Brisbane City Council, such as sports clubs, if they win the upcoming local government election on March 16. The Greens plan to directly fund clubs and aim to revitalise the live music scene. However, Labor's Lord Mayoral candidate Tracy Price argues this move would harm businesses and merely drive problem gamblers to other locations. She's criticised the Greens' proposal as damaging to community clubs with no positive benefit. More on that story from ABC News. Noosa Shire Council has selected a preferred contractor to address severe erosion along the Dog Beach section of Noosa Spit. The erosion means urgent action is required to replenish and bolster the shoreline to protect the spit. The project will involve sand nourishment, reprofiling of the beach, and the creation of two sand plugs to redirect flowing water away from the shore. It's estimated the project will use around 16,600 cubic metres of dredged sand to create the sand plugs and approximately 62,650 cubic metres of dredged sand to re-nourish the eroded beach. South Australia's Local Government Association is seeking council feedback to inform a submission on proposed single-use and other plastic product amendment regulations, which will see some items banned late this year and others in 2025. The LGA intends to make a submission on behalf of the sector after draft regulations were released in December. And registrations are opening soon for this year's National General Assembly in Canberra to be held from the 2nd to the 4th of July. The theme for this year's gathering is Building Community Trust, centering on the critical importance of trust in governments and between governments, institutions and citizens.
Now on the Local Government News Roundup, it's time for the International Spotlight.
And let's start in Scotland. With new powers under national transport legislation, Edinburgh is about to become the first Scottish city to enforce a ban on pavement parking. Drivers face fines of £100 if found in breach of the rules, which are designed to protect pavement users, particularly those in wheelchairs. The city says it has prepared for its new powers by assessing 5,217 roads and footpaths. There's been an awareness campaign over the festive season, with enforcement of the rules set to commence on the 29th of January. BBC News reported that Edinburgh is leading the way on banning pavement parking, which is permitted across England with some exceptions, such as in Greater London. The financially troubled Birmingham City Council has informed staff this week of a potential wave of redundancies. Reports suggest as many as 600 jobs could go, but the council is stressing that no decision has yet been made on the number of cuts or the timing. A spokesperson told The Guardian that the cuts would be in addition to those positions already removed through organisational redesign. Airbnb has established a housing council in response to increasing regulations and concerns from communities about short-term rentals. The council's goal is to help Airbnb strike a balance between its own interests and the needs of cities and communities. One of the primary motivations for forming the council is to avoid regulations similar to New York City's strict ban on short-term rentals. According to Jay Carney, Airbnb's global head of policy and communications, New York's regulations have not solved the housing affordability issue and have resulted in soaring hotel prices. The council will be chaired by a former Baltimore mayor and will advise Airbnb on policies to expand long-term housing and find solutions to affordable housing challenges. You can read more on that story at skift.com. In Edmonton, Canada, the City Council has passed a motion this week declaring a homelessness and housing emergency. The vote was not unanimous, with some council members objecting to the emergency label, saying it sends the wrong message, according to the Rocky Mountain Outlook. The province's Municipal Affairs Minister, Rick McIver, dismissed the motion as performative, saying it implied a lack of response from the provincial government and that it had no legal implications, authority or binding force. Forest Lake City Council in Minnesota in the US has terminated its city administrator, Patrick Casey, this week, effective immediately. The unanimous council decision, without discussion, followed a closed-door annual review of his performance, and no reasons for the termination were provided. Former Lake Elmo City Administrator Christina Hant has been appointed to fill the position on an interim basis. And city officials in the US are calling for increased involvement in the deployment of autonomous vehicles, as highlighted in a report from Route50.com. Currently, many state laws preempt local regulations, allowing AV companies to bypass city transportation agencies. But authorities in cities like Washington, D.C. and Nashville are stressing the need for better communication and collaboration between AV companies and local governments. They cite some instances where cities were only informed about AV operations after they had been implemented. And that's a taste of some of the many issues being dealt with by local governments across Australia and around the world. The Local Government News Roundup is brought to you by the Victorian Local Governance Association with support from Davidson. You can find links to the stories referenced in this episode along with a full transcript at lgnewsroundup.com. While you're there, check out the latest breaking news updates and learn how you can support the Roundup by becoming a subscriber through a small monthly contribution, which you can cancel at any time. The Local Government News Roundup is recorded in the city of Greater Geelong, Victoria, on the land of the Wadawurrung people of the Kulin Nation. I'll have more local government news for you very soon. Until next time, thanks for listening and bye for now. The Local Government News Roundup is brought to you by the Victorian Local Governance Association. As Victorian councils go to elections later this year, the VLGA is ready to support communities and councils in good governance. A series of workshops has been designed to increase understanding of the local government sector, the work of councils, and the role of a councillor. Registrations are being taken now for workshops in May on standing for local government and local women leading change. And member councils should look out for the VLGA's 2024 Local Government Election Pre-Candidate Prospectus, available soon. Find out more about how the VLGA can support your council and community during this important time in the local government election cycle. Visit vlga.org.au.